House Freedom Caucus hammers Biden admin for dangerous weaponization of DOJ against political opponents. By Jacob Bliss on August 10, 2022. House Freedom Caucus hammered President Joe Biden and his administration's dangerous weaponization of the Justice Department against the Democrat political opponents as the FBI raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago and seized Representative Scott Perry's, RPA, personal cell phone. The House Freedom Caucus stated that the FBI's raid on Mar-a-Lago, the home of former President Donald Trump, and the personal cell phone and communications of Perry, who is the House Freedom Caucus chairman, exposes how the Biden administration has dangerously weaponized the U.S. Justice Department against Democrat political opponents. Republicans must match this unprecedented action with an equally historic and powerful oversight effort to root out all abuse and corruption within our federal law enforcement, the statement continued. The Biden Justice Department and Federal Bureau of Investigation will be put under a microscope and examined piece by piece. Corrupt officials must be aggressively cleared out with all possible vigor and speed to restore accountability and transparency in Washington, they added. At the time, the White House played dumb by insisting that President Joe Biden had no prior knowledge of the raid. The president was not briefed, was not aware of it. No one from the White House was given a heads up, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre claimed on Tuesday. On Monday night, the former president, in a lengthy statement, was the first to confirm the FBI raid of his home in Palm Beach. "These are dark times for our nation, as his home is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents," he said in a written statement. "Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before." The raid was reportedly focused on documents that Trump allegedly took with him from the White House to Mar-a-Lago. The report claimed that some of the material allegedly taken included classified information. However, in an interview in May with Breitbart News's Christina Wong, Kash Patel, a former top Trump administration official, said the claims that classified materials were found at Mar-a-Lago are misleading since the documents were actually already declassified by then-President Donald Trump, but the classification markings had not been updated. Additionally, the day after the FBI raided the Mar-a-Lago, the FBI seized Perry's cell phone. Fox News reported that three FBI agents approached Perry with a warrant for his cell phone while he was traveling with his family on Tuesday. "This morning, while traveling with my family, three FBI agents visited me and seized my cell phone," Perry said in a statement to Fox News. "They made no attempt to contact my lawyer, who would have made arrangements for them to have my phone if that was their wish." The congressman also criticized U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland for his leadership over the Department of Justice. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.